One of Chicago's favorite food guys, the food guy on NBC5, Steve Dolinsky, joining us here. Steve, I know you have a new book out and a lot of events surrounding that. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am great, Anna. I'm having a slice day, as we say in the pizza business.
Do you ever get sick of pizza? I mean, you write about pizza. You have pizza tours. You've got pizza. I mean, I love pizza, but you're involved. You're heavily involved in the pizza world.
Yeah, you know, I only get sick of eating a lot of pizza in one day or 2 days, and if it's not all fantastic pizza. Like, there's a lot of mediocre pizza out there in the world, and when you're going on a pizza jag to eat, you know, 5 or 6 different places, you don't want to have a lot of bad pizza. So, sometimes you get tired of it, but now that all the research and the eating and the writing is done, I can kind of relax a little bit, and we're just doing events like we're doing tonight at Robert's. You know, we're just going to have a little bit of pizza, and it's one of my favorite artisan-style pizzas in the city, so it's all good.
It sounds like it's all good. It's called The Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide, your new book, right?
Yes, a history of squares and slices in the Windy City. So the big difference between this and the first one, which was 3 years ago, was the pandemic. I mean, this is really my, people were baking sourdough in 2020, and I was tasting pizzas because there were so many pizzerias that opened in and around that 2020 era, and I felt like there had been this third wave that had been coming in the 20-teens. I mean, the first wave was post-war tavern-style thin. The second wave was 1971, and you saw places like Lou Malnati's, Mai Pai, Pequod's, Nancy's open up, and so they're all celebrating 50 years in business right now. And then the third wave was just really the last couple of years, kick-started in the pandemic. And I wanted to include all these places that I certainly had missed in the last book and just also tell some more stories. I learned a lot about pizza and the history in Chicago over the last couple of years as I've been focusing on this beat. And I wanted to tell the story of how Connie's was really the first pizza delivery in Chicago and how Nancy's, which was Guy's, created stuffed pizza as opposed to what Giordano's claims in 1974. And so I really dug deep on a lot of these stories.
I know you do. One of the things I miss is the roller rink pizza. I remember going to Rainbow Roller Rink and so many others. For some reason, the pizza they had, I didn't see it anywhere else, and it was always so delicious. And they'd have those little jars of oregano on the side. You could put that on there. It was so flavorful. It's amazing.
And that, I talk about that sort of, what I call PIGUE syndrome, PIGUE, which is pizza I grew up eating syndrome, which is a big deal in Chicagoland because,
totally is.
You know, as well as I do, if you grew up in Homewood or Flossmoor, Aurelia's is the only pizza that ever existed and never will exist. And if you grew up in Northbrook, you're probably a Barnaby's person. So it definitely is a thing I've noticed in Chicago, unlike other cities around the country.
You know, it's funny, you could do one of those things at Great America where someone tells you where they're from and you can say, I know your favorite pizza, and you would probably guess it every time.
Totally,
Gulliver's.
That's my party trick. I can totally do that. And they say they grew up in Elmwood Park. I'm like, oh, you like Armand's? Of course.
Uh-huh.
How did you know that?
Oh, right. He's so smart. Well, I grew up near Gulliver's in Rogers Park, and that was another type of specific pizza that absolutely loved, and a lot of parties there and stuff like that. Barnaby's too was another one growing up. But this one, okay, so you're looking at the guide, and one of the things you introduced me to last you were in studio was you brought in the squares of pizza, and you said that this is a new thing too, even though it's old. My mother-in-law is old school Italian cooker, and she cooks the squares of pizza, and everybody loves it, and that seems to be having somewhat of a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, Sicilian or bakery-style slices, in Chicago, they tend to be bakery slices at places like Sicilia or Sicilian Bakery or D'Amato's on Grand, and they're a little bit softer and floppier unless you crisp them up on the oven hearth, but they tend to be sort of more focaccia-like, and Sicilians have been around, 100 years. I mean, in New York City, they're all over the place. They're not really that prevalent in Chicago, but we have been seeing places like Pizza Fried Chicken Ice Cream down in Bridgeport, or Pizza Friendly Pizza in Ukrainian Village, really embracing the style like we've seen in New York City, like we've seen at places like Metro Pizza in Las Vegas that do a fantastic long fermented dough with a beautiful crisp undercarriage and a soft focaccia-like middle, done in a bakery sheet pan that you'd see like at home that grandma used to have making pizzas. So I think that the Sicilian has been really interesting in terms of what Chicago offers now pizza-wise.
Yeah, I think that's what it is she does, the Sicilian version. And it's right. It's interesting to see it pop up in more and more restaurants. Pizza, no doubt, we all heard about this, got so popular during the pandemic, Steve. And I wonder, is that a lasting trend now? Do you think that it's going to, has it peaked? Is it continuing to go this way? What are you noticing?
I kept thinking it was going to peak in 2020, and it just kept going. And I don't see it slowing down, because I see even these restaurants, like even these hot restaurants like Alla Vita that the Boca Group has over on West Randolph. I mean, pizza is a big part of that menu. They're baking it on a Pizza Master. It's an electric oven, but they're doing this nice, long fermented artisan dough. I just keep seeing pizza popping up in other places. And so, you know, when I was in this book, you know, 50 of the places out of 102 are new or updated from the first book. And that's because we included places like Avec that, you know, they're not a pizza place, it's a restaurant, but they have a really good pizza. And so I keep seeing pizzas being added to menus. And then you see Michelin-starred chefs like from Oriole making a pivot and doing pizza at Pizza Friendly Pizza in Ukrainian Village, like I just mentioned. It's something that's universal. You know, it's a universal food. And Chicago talks about, oh, we love our Maxwell Street Polish and our Italian beef and hot dogs, but you're excluding a big chunk of the population when you do that. Pizzas can be vegetarian. Pizzas can be vegan. Pizzas can be gluten-free. It's more inclusive of a food, and I keep seeing it showing up in surprising places. So, no, I don't think it's ending or cresting anytime soon.
You mentioned surprising places and some of the high-end places. What is the foodie trend when it comes to pizza? Are they getting fancy with their pizza or doing something more traditional?
Well, no, if you want to call fancy, I mean, this case would be, like I didn't mention Alla Vita, they're doing a longer fermentation. You know, Robert's Pizza and Dough Company does a 3-day fermentation. You know, and what does that do to the dough? It develops character and crunch and chew and flavor that you can't get in a same-day dough. And so longer fermentation times. The other issue is higher hydration, so more water by volume in the dough. And that gives you that moist character, that sort of big open crumb structure like you'd see in a really nice loaf of bread. When you add a lot of water to pizza dough, when you bake it, you get those big open pockets. And again, it gives the dough and the chew more complexity. And that's what we've seen, like, and I keep saying Robert's because we're doing our pizza event there tonight at 6 o'clock, because I love that crust. You know, I think pizza is so much about the crust. Anybody can buy cheese, sauce, topping, sausage, whatever, but you can't just buy dough. And so the thing that separates the boys from the men typically is, you know, how long is the fermentation? What kind of flour are you using? Is it commercial yeast or is it a natural, all-natural starter, like a sourdough starter? Is it a lot of hydration? These are the factors, I think, that weigh on a really good pizza.
A lot to get into there. We can get the Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide, where all books are sold. But tonight, you said the book signing is at Robert's. I noticed you get a piece of pizza, a drink, and the book included in the price. Am I right about that?
And you're going to hang with me, of course, but it's a signed book.
Bonus.
Yeah, it's pizza and booze. And it's a beautiful little spot on the Ogden Slip. It's kind of hidden. It's like McClurg in Illinois. It used to be, it's kind of where Dick's Last Resort used to be back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in that little, there's a little hidden area back there, but there's a jazz club back there. Anyway, Roberts is a great joint. He's been in business for several years.
Check it out.
A big, beautiful picture of his pizza in the book. But happy to meet folks and talk pizza and sign them.
Tonight, Steve Dolinsky, congrats on the book, and keep us posted on all things pizza. You do such a good job at that.
Thanks, Anne. Appreciate it.
Of course, that's Steve Dolinsky. He is with NBC5, the food guy now. He works over there and covers the food beat, but that's his book.